Today's Fear in the Markets is brought to you by France.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The seesaw in global markets continues this morning. European stocks have just gone from up to down, and the focus is France. Fears about the country's debt problems led to concerns about insolvency at the major French bank Société Générale. The French government says those concerns were based on unfounded rumors. Marketplace's European correspondent Stephen Beard has the latest.
Along with Germany, France is one of the pillars of the Eurozone, but now even France is beginning to buckle. Rumors that it was about to lose its AAA credit rating sent stock markets reeling yesterday. But the ratings agencies denied the story, and this morning markets bounced back. Now they're flagging again. Hardly surprising, says Simon Tilford of the Centre for European Reform. He says France will likely lose its top credit rating, given the size of its national debt and its growth prospects.
They are probably worse than those of the US. So there is a considerable likelihood that France will be downgraded over the next few months. It would be surprising if they weren't.
And there are growing doubts about the French banking system. According to Reuters, one Asian bank has stopped lending to the French, and others may follow suit. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Now to Washington. As part of the deal that Congress reached last week to raise the debt ceiling, a super committee was created. Six senators and six House members have to agree on $1.5 trillion in additional debt reduction over the next few months, or there will be an across-the-board cut in spending. One of the members of the super committee is Congressman Dave Camp, a Republican from Michigan. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
Well, great to have you here. Congressman, I want to ask the big question first. I'm sure that the Democrats on the super committee are probably going to want tax increases as part of a package. If they insist on that, is a compromise possible?
Look, I think that we have to keep everything on the table right now. But I do think we have to look at any proposal through the prism of, will this enhance the private sector's ability to create jobs? And I think that's the number one focus of all of us now, is how do we get the private sector growing and employers hiring again?
What does the list of people that are serving on the committee so far tell you about what's going to happen? Do you think we're likely to get a deal?
Well, there's a couple things that I think I'm hopeful about. And one is that we're required to report by the end of November. So this is going to be a fairly expedited process. And secondly, if we don't report, there will be across-the-board cuts that will come into place. And I think the thought of those, I hope, will keep everybody at the table trying to come up with a solution that we actually have some say in, as opposed to these across-the-board reductions, which could be more painful than anything we could come up with as a committee.
So you would not be okay with an across-the-board cut?
No, I think we're going to try to avoid that, and that's the backstop. The other thing is, this committee has legislative authority. What we decide will come to the House and Senate and be voted upon, and that does give the committee certainly an incentive to try to do something, because there's a chance it'll actually get acted on.
Republican Congressman Dave Camp of Michigan, a member of the new super committee, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy. Take care.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are dropping across the globe this morning. London are down about four-tenths of a percent right now. Paris down 3.5%. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost another 519 points, about 4.6%, to close at 10,719.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. By Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
One of the ideas that's been floated to deal with the debt here in the U.S. is a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. In Rome today, the Italian finance minister called for the same thing there. But what would the consequences of something like that be? For that story, let's bring in Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Chris, what about this idea? Have we ever actually in our history just spent the money we took in from tax revenues?
Well, We've actually done even better than that. Andrew Jackson, President Andrew Jackson, at the end of 1834, he hated the national debt. He paid it off. And the nation started out the next year with a balance at the Treasury of $440,000. Of course, that was one of the actions that helped contribute toward a 72-month depression that followed not too long afterwards. But, you know, I mean, seriously, if you look at the history of this nation, for about the first 160 years up to 1936, once you take into account wars and depressions, we did a reasonable job of maintaining a certain amount of balance and keeping the debt under control. It never really went over 40% of gross domestic product. And the periods of time when the debt really soared in the 1860s, hey, that helped save the Union. In the 1940s, it helped save the world.
Well, do we disadvantage ourselves then by not taking advantage of our still pretty good credit rating and taking on some debt?
I think we are. You know, one of my favorite economists is Andrew Samwick at Dartmouth University, and he's been pounding the table, or I guess really his blog, you know, month after month, that with interest rates this low, what the United States should be doing is borrowing and having a massive infrastructure spending program because we need to upgrade this infrastructure. And if you don't have to pay much for the debt, why not do it?
Well, can you grow as a country without going into so much debt, though? Because obviously there are a lot of people in Washington and elsewhere who are very concerned about the amount of debt we have.
Look, it isn't about the debt. Lord Thomas Babington Macaulay, he was the great historian of the 19th century. And, you know, he looked back at Britain. He said, you know, very serious people were always saying Britain's rising debt would bring ruin and bankruptcy to the nation. And it kept getting bigger and wealthier and more powerful. The issue is, how do you pay for the debt? So our discussion is about revenues in taxes, not the debt.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Well, this latest market crisis came at least in part as a result of the S&P downgrade of U.S. debt. We've got a new whiteboard video about how rating agencies like S&P work from Marketplace senior editor Patty Hirsch at Marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Financial news changes by the very minute. Domestic and global markets are crazy.
China's not about to move away from buying U.S. treasuries.
The European Central Bank wading into the Spanish and Italian government bond market today.
The whole debt ceiling debate made us look dysfunctional. We all know that.
That's okay, though, because we're here. Marketplace. It's the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.